It happened again, y'all. Megan Fox has been inserted into Love is Blind for 2 seasons on season 4 and season 6. Meanwhile, we don't even know if she watches the show. But mentioning Megan Fox is a flex, and that is why Irina did it. And that is why Chelsea did it. In Irina's case, she didn't look like Megan Fox. But in Chelsea's case, I do see a resemblance. Okay? Now, I haven't gotten to recap the episodes 1 through 6. I will be working on that after I record this. Because, as I said in my Traders recap, once you get to Love is Blind and you have a podcast, you're in deep shit. Because they've released 6 episodes at once this year, and there's so much to talk about. Like, it's giving drama this season. Anyways, so we got Chelsea Blackwell, and Chelsea is in the pods. Oh, actually, before I get to Chelsea, why is season 6 the season where people are able to ask the people on the other side of the wall what they look like? We have Clay saying, "I like big lips and a big ass, and I'm not willing to compromise on looks." We got Brittany asking Kenneth what race he is. Or maybe Kenneth said, "What race do you think I am?" Whatever. And he said, "Black." Okay. We got Clay saying he wants lips and ass. We got Kenneth saying his ethnicity. We got Chelsea saying, "Is there any celebrity that people tell you you look like?" What are the rules here? And why are the people in season 6 allowed to break them? People online are not happy with this, myself included, because why are you calling your show Love is Blind if people are able to describe their profile? Profile as in what their physical features are. Why call it Love is Blind? Shouldn't they just, like, slide a photo of themselves underneath the door of the wall if you're allowing people to describe what they look like? That's not fair to everyone for 6 seasons who did not ask the person on the other side of the wall what they look like. And I found out that you are able to ask some of these questions. I did find that out from, like, some of the interviews from some cast members in recent seasons, but shut it down. Shut it down if you're going to have the show called Love is Blind. So anyways, we got Chelsea Blackwell, who says to Jimmy, "Do people say that you look like a celebrity?" And while I was researching for this episode, he said he looks like Christian McCafferty. I think it's the last name, and that's an NFL star. I'll get to Jimmy in a minute. I'm gonna let you finish in a minute. I'll get to his ass in a minute, so I'm not gonna comment on that. But Chelsea said, "Is there anyone that you look like?" Apparently, he said Christian McCafferty. They edited that out because editors were trying to bring all the heat to Chelsea because that is what editors do. They know it's good TV. So Chelsea said, "I look like MGK's wife or girlfriend." I have an issue with that. I have an issue with her, like, starting with MGK as if Megan Fox is not more famous than MGK. Don't mention MGK. Just say straight up, "I've been told I look like Megan Fox." Okay? So I have an issue with how she set that shit up. It was kind of like she's walking him down this, like, she's explaining it in a long-winded way. Just say Megan Fox. Just say 2 words. Don't do all that. So then she says, "It's just," this is what Chelsea says, quote, "It's just because I have dark hair and blue eyes, but I don't see it, so don't get excited," end quote. Then, bitch, why did you say it? None of us are today years old. It is very well understood that there are certain bad bitches who are universally attractive. And what I mean by universally attractive is if somebody don't think that they're hot, that person is in the minority. And if someone is going to say that they wouldn't smash, that person is lying or they're in the minority. And there are some women like a Megan Fox who could take a straight woman and make that woman a lesbian, full-blown lesbian, period. Or a lesbian for that, like, or into her, or sorry, bisexual, who could make a woman bisexual for that experience and that encounter. That's Megan Fox is in the top tier echelon of stereotypical beauty. What I find attractive, and I think most people do, most people who are not, who don't buy into the blonde hair, blue eyed bullshit, white supremacy bullshit, is that dark hair paired with light eyes is a nice contrast. That's what Megan Fox brings to the table. Very dark, shiny, beautiful hair, light, gorgeous, piercing eyes, stunning eyes. Because there are a lot of people with light blue, or sorry, with blue or green eyes, and their eyes are pale. That's not Megan. Like, Megan has very vibrant, beautiful eyes. That's just the hair and the eyes I'm talking about. Next, her eyebrows are always giving Kardashian. And I don't have good eyebrows like the Kardashian hoes. That's why I'm very jealous. I'm very, very jealous of a bitch who has like a very great, perfect brow. So we got good eyes, good hair, Kardashian perfect brows. Then her nose, it's good. It goes with her face. Then you got the lips. And that's where a lot of white people falter, is when it comes to the lips. The eyes could be popping, the eyebrows, the hair, the nose, the bone structure, the cheekbones, the jawline, and then their lips could just look like somebody drew a line across. You know what I'm saying? Underneath their nose, right? I don't do that. I don't get down I can't. Once I see somebody doesn't have lips, they are no longer attractive. Like, you're not attractive to me. And I'm not alone. Like, that's why so many people shoot collagen in their lips every single day, because lips are sexy and attractive. So Megan has the full lips. She don't let you down. Like, if you're looking at her from the forehead down, once you get to the lips, you're like, okay, these are some good lips. Then she's kind of giving Ariana Grande jawline a little bit. Like, the bitch is chiseled in the right way. Like, she is a bad bitch. But let me go further. After the face card that never declines, has never declined, will never decline, we got the body. So she has nice tits. Fake or not, don't matter. The tits look good. Little waist. She has a butt. She does not have a flat ass. She has an ass. Then she is on the thin side, which is what, again, typically considered attractive, or considered more attractive than someone who is overweight. So to say that you look like someone means that the face card, there's a resemblance in the face and there's a resemblance in the body, right? Because if somebody is saying, I look like a Victoria's Secret model, but they don't got the body of one, when you hear that they say that they look like one, you're thinking that they mean the face and body. That's what I'm thinking when somebody says they look like someone. I'm not thinking, okay, well, that person, they have a similar face, but the body is different. I'm thinking that altogether, their resemblance is so strong in the face and body that people have told them that they resemble this person. And so when you choose to mention Megan Fox, you are doing so to mind fuck, manipulate, and persuade the person that you're dating on the other side of the wall when you don't look like the person that you said that you look like. And when I say that they resemble, I do see it. However, I shouldn't have to squint And I shouldn't have to see it once. I shouldn't have to see a similarity like once every 15 minutes. If you resemble somebody, I should be able to, when I look at you, see bits and pieces and a gl and glimpses of that person, like not glimpses, but I should be able to see it, right? But with Chelsea, an issue, a difference that she has from Megan Fox is the shape of her face. Chelsea's forehead is especially big, especially how she wears her hair on the show. The forehead is giving six head, okay? And then the chin is giving Jay Leno. She's a beautiful girl. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying she's not, but don't name drop a baddie of Megan Fox level. Don't do it. And I don't care if every day people was telling you you look like Megan Fox. You need to look like her then. Because you would be doing yourself a favor if you said you look like someone less attractive. Or better yet, just describe yourself and don't even name drop a celebrity. You know, I read this article, it was at least 2 years ago, and it was about a girl in the UK. And what she does is she takes the ugliest and worst photos of herself, and those are the only pictures that she uses on her dating profiles. And then the men meet her, and they are so happy and they love her, and she's had all these successful relationships. Why? Because in person, she set herself up to make them expect her to look like a three, and then here she comes looking like an eight. That's what you're supposed to do. Like, aim low, like, downgrade when you talk about who you look like in a situation like this. Don't go there. It's not wise. And Chelsea, it wasn't smart. And you had to have known better. You had to. Or actually, no. You didn't know better. You were just trying to win. You were trying to beat out Jessica. You were trying to have Jimmy choose you over Jessica, even though Jessica is the one who looked like Megan Fox. Okay. So, Jimmy says, after she says that she looks like Megan Fox, he goes, "Can we get married?" After he like he lights up and he goes, "Can we get married?" Okay. Jimmy is on a show that's not supposed to be about looks, but Jimmy makes it very clear that looks are of the utmost importance to him. And Chelsea saying that she looks, people tell her she looks like Megan, but it's just because of her dark hair and blue eyes, and that she doesn't see it and don't get excited. He went, or what's the right word? You were on mute after you said Megan Fox. Once you said Megan Fox, he didn't hear the whole, "It's because I have dark hair and blue eyes and I don't see it, don't get excited." He just heard Megan Fox. That's all he heard. And you should know that that's how a man's brain works. Like, or I'll say a woman's brain. I won't like be that sexist, or I won't be hating on men in this instance. If you tell me you look like Idris Elba, guess what? Whatever you're saying after that, I'm like, let's go, let's do this. Can we get married? So you can't sit, name someone that hot. So she says that, and he goes, "Can we get married?" And so, apparently yesterday Chelsea went on Instagram and she did a video where she said, you know, you or she typed out, "You go on a show for love and you get your butt dragged through the trenches." Yes, absolutely, because of the person that you name dropped. We saw Irina do this shit. And granted, I'm sure that maybe this, I do believe that episode, or sorry, season six was being filmed before season four aired. Or at least I hope so, right? As an excuse. But Irina, people didn't like Irina saying she looked like Megan Fox. And here you go saying that you, people say you look like Megan Fox. So TMZ, even on its story today, a part of the article, or sorry, part of, yeah, the post on TMZ said, quote, "Some folks are giving Chelsea the benefit of the doubt and twisting themselves into knots, saying there is some resemblance. But the general consensus online seems to be there's no way Chelsea is a Megan Fox lookalike, Not by a long shot. Like the fact that TMZ said that some people are, quote, twisting themselves into knots, saying that there is some resemblance, is shade. And I am not twisting myself in any knot. I do see a resemblance. That's why I actually went to Chelsea's Instagram. And as you can see, that is the cover that I chose. That is a very recent. Oh, yeah. It's from, I did a screenshot from a story that she posted today. No, I'm not following her. I went to her gram to, see a photo I wanted to use. Anyways, yeah, I do see a resemblance, but guess what? I shouldn't have to squint to see it. And one of the reasons, and Chelsea also said, she put up a story saying, anyone who is, to the people who've told me that I look like Megan Fox, please, please, please come out. Please come out and save me, help me, say that you've told me that. This girl is not the brightest bulb in the room. She's not the brightest bulb in the Home Depot. But here's what I will say about the whole Megan Fox compliment the people or statement that people have given her. Let's be real. People gain weight after high school. People also gained weight in the pandemic. When people said that Chelsea resembles Megan Fox, she probably was smaller, which made her facial features resemble Megan's a bit more. She does have full lips like Megan has. She does have beautiful eyes. Her eyebrows aren't bad. When her hair is dark, the contrast of the dark hair and the light eyes, it does help her to look a little Megan Fox-ish. But again, one of the issues with saying that you look like Megan Fox is the body also needs to look like Megan Fox's, and it doesn't, and it didn't. And Jimmy has an issue with that. So on to Jimmy, which I kind of forgot about him because I was talking about Chelsea so much. Jimmy is ugly. I don't mean to use the U word, but I have to. Because this is a delusional man, a very delusional man, a very superficial man who I don't know why he thinks he's hot. Like, I don't know why. He dries me out. I have never cared about eye color, and I will never care about eye color because eye color, like having pretty eyes, cannot be the only thing that you bring into the table. It's not going to do anything for me. So he has pretty eyes, and the attractiveness begins and ends right there. He's not especially tall. My body ain't banging, from what I remember. The teeth, the smile, the facial features, it's not popping. Don't got no big ass, which I like on a guy. So from what I don't remember, look at his ass, but I remember it wasn't big for like I was not impressed. The way he talks, I'm not with it either. It like that accent, I like a lot of accents, but just the way that he talks, no, not into it. Like he's not funny. He's a liar. He's a liar. Talking about, I'm attracted to her. I could work with that. She didn't say she was like Megan Fox. Talking or she doesn't look like Megan Fox. Talking about Jessica for such a long period of time while he's with Chelsea. Like that, you gotta remember this shit is edited and they played such a long stretch of time with him talking about Jessica. He is obsessed with 80, but then says he don't want 80, which is racist to me. Stop lusting after her ass if you don't, if you're talking about you wouldn't want her. He kept on saying how he's so happy, so happy, so happy. Now, why did you look at the camera the way that you did while you were hugging Chelsea? And why is Chelsea showering you with compliments and you ain't doing that back like when they had the reveal? If you're so happy, if you're just so happy, they didn't even have sex, but I'm the happiest one here. That's what he's saying to everyone. Why? Is he trying to like be good TV? Or is he just a dumb liar? Why is he saying all that? The man is also immature. If a woman has a baby, he's out the door. Like, there's nothing redeeming about Jimmy. Nothing. This is not a good conversationalist. She's like, "What did you like about me?" Which, Chelsea, if you say you look like Megan Fox, you should never ask that question. Because is Megan Fox asking that question? If you look like Megan Fox, that means you're a bad bitch and you don't need reassurance. But Chelsea named one of the baddest bitches in the game, but yet nearly every opportunity, or sorry, every time she opens her mouth, she's letting us know that she is extremely insecure. Extremely. I'm so sorry, y'all. Sometimes you see that or you hear that I be getting notifications. So it's like she's like, when they're in bed, "What do you like about me?" Or notice, and he was like, "Your teeth." And then he goes, and she's like, "And what else?" Because that wasn't satisfactory. And then she goes, "I had braces for 9 years." Okay, we didn't need to know that, but anyways. And then she goes, he goes, "That you had big boobs." I mean, these are not the compliments you're supposed to be giving your fiance. You need to say perfect, amazing, beautiful smile, stunning, one of the best smiles I've ever seen. Great body, love your body, total package. I'm so excited, so happy to be with you, whatever. You don't say teeth and tits. And yeah, if I were Chelsea, I would say his eyes like she did, because that's it. There's nothing else there. Nothing else there, Jimmy. And a lot of people have pretty eyes, so that's not enough, as I already said. And the way how she met him too, and she's like, "You're handsome, you're handsome, you're so handsome." I'm like, please get this bitch some glasses. Or get her some self-esteem. Don't be showering somebody with compliments who isn't doing that back to you? So, that's what I have to say about Chelsea saying that she looks like Megan Fox. I'm very glad that she did, because people are fired up, which is entertaining for me. And but I hope that she could be an example for people on future seasons of Love is Blind, and people offline. Or sorry, not on the show. Do not name drop one of the baddest bitches alive and say that that's who you look like if you don't look like that person. Because then you come across as delusional and untrustworthy, and you don't need to do that. Just say, "I'll let you decide who you think I look like, if anyone." All right. Love y'all. I'm gonna see if I can record my recap for episodes 1 through 6 after this, because I was so overwhelmed, and I kind of set some things aside to get to this episode and the trader. So hopefully I could also recap episodes 1 through 6. I would have loved to do, and I considered it, doing a recap for every single episode 1 through 6. But I was like, you know what? I don't even got time to do one episode. And then on top of it, I'm like, I'm hoping that the episode will be longer, because I think it's really great to have long episodes when you have a podcast. And I was like, one of the ways that should help me to have a long episode is to recap 1 through 6 at once, like everyone else is doing. So wish me luck. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.